Samantha Brown, man, we're all living vicariously through you, girlfriend.
I do what I can.
When do you sleep? That's what we're all wondering. You're so busy packing, unpacking, and traveling, and we're going to see you in Philly for the travel show. Very exciting.
Oh, what? Are you going to go?
Yes, I go every year. Great. It's next weekend.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah.
Pennsylvania Convention Center. Yes, I'm going to Ireland in September for my birthday, which I'm very excited about.
But great.
I want to plan some other exciting adventures, and so we always go to the Pennsylvania Convention Center for the Travel and Adventure Show. Woohoo!
Excellent. I look forward to seeing you.
Yes. What is your role there? Tell me what you'll be doing.
So I'll be speaking. There are many speakers, people who are, you know, known in the travel industry and such, and my speech or talk, presentation, whatever they call it, is all about how to have more authentic, more meaningful travel.
You've done Passport to Europe, Passport to Latin America, Passport to Great Weekends. Samantha, we all just want to pack up our stuff and go with you. Have you ever counted up how many trips and places you visited?
It's around 53 or 4 countries, and I mean hundreds of cities. But yeah, it's around there.
So you've lost track.
Yeah.
When did you know you had this love of travel, Samantha?
Actually, pretty late on. I never traveled throughout. You know, my family, our vacations were to maybe Canada, Pennsylvania to see the relatives. My whole family's from Reading, Pennsylvania.
Shout out to Reading, because you're talking
exactly
to Philadelphia.
We go to Philadelphia, but so Pennsylvania is always a place that is really dear to my heart because of that. But so we never really traveled outside of those parameters. And it was when I got this job in my, oh my gosh, late 20s that I finally got to travel and see the world. And couldn't believe it was my job. So I fell in love with it, of course, immediately, but never thought that this would be my career. Never dreamed that high, I guess.
Did you find the Travel Channel or did they find you? How did you get this gig?
I auditioned. It was for a production company. The production companies usually hire all the talent, not the Travel Channel. And so the production company had seen these commercials I had done. I moved to New York City to become an actress, and I went to school for musical theater and that sort of thing. So that was going to be my career. And really, I just waited on tables for like 12 years. So I always tell people I definitely paid my dues. And this production company had seen these commercials I did a long time ago, and they just liked my personality. And they were hired by the Travel Channel to do a show called Great Vacation Homes. And I got the job and just thought it was going to be a summer gig. And then the next show came along and the next show. And, you know, 15 years later, I'm, you know, still on the Travel Channel, traveling the world for a living. So, again, it was nothing that I thought I was going to have for my life. And very lucky to have it. Still feel very privileged to have what I have.
Well, it's your bubbly personality. You're very sweet. And also, I'm not sure when you found time to get married and make a couple of children, but you have indeed. You have done that somewhere along the line. Were your children born in Brooklyn? Or
yes, they were. They were definitely born in Brooklyn. Fifth generation Brooklynite. They're a little over 2 years old now. I have twins, a boy and a girl, and they absolutely travel with me. Not on all the jobs, because my jobs are actually pretty intense in terms of travel. We're in places maybe 1 or 2 days at a time before we up and move again, and that's, I don't think that would be appropriate for my kids, but at some point it could be really fun. But now they probably just would rather stay home for most of it. But no, we've definitely traveled together, and it's just wonderful. I definitely see places differently now than I had.
Oh, it changes everything, of course. Yeah, I'm a mother, and it's, for me, I always say it's when I discovered what true love really does mean. I mean, you love your husband, you love your siblings, and you love all the other people, your parents, but for your kid, man, you'll walk across, you know, hot coals and then some for sure.
So true.
You know my friend Todd Carmichael.
Oh, he's going to be speaking on Sunday as well, right? Sunday at 11:30, I believe.
Did you work with him on the creation of La Colombe, the coffee?
Oh, gosh, no. I had met Todd myself after he was pretty well established, not only in the coffee business, but also had a pretty popular hit show on the Travel Channel, and had no idea he did La Colombe, because I love that coffee.
Oh,
and
it's the,
actually really hard to get. So
it's
whenever
the
I,
best.
Oh, it is. You know, it's the only coffee that I drink without milk.
Because it's so good, you don't need.
It's so good.
Yeah, I drink my coffee black, so I am a particular fan. But okay, so Todd Carmichael will also be at the Travel Show this coming weekend, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Convention Center. I'll put a link right up to the website so people can figure out how to get tickets and get all the information that they need to get. And also, please say hello to Samantha Brown, travel expert, great escape artist, mom, wife. You've got quite the resume, girlfriend. You know, traveling over 54 different countries and countless cities. Can you even pick like a couple of moments that moved you in ways you didn't realize were possible?
You know, absolutely. And for me, the travel, and this is what I talk about in my presentation, is I never like the big moments. It's always these really small moments, and I go in search of them. And they're the mundane things that happen in different cities around the world that you get to be a part of that make it feel really special. Just like having a cup of coffee where everyone has their cup of coffee, not where the tourists go, but just where the locals go. Taking walks in long, you know, in public parks where the people are at. So for me, it's always about these smaller moments of just communicating with people, maybe striking up a conversation with someone who is, you know, we barely have five words between us because of a language barrier, and yet still talking and smiling on a park bench. These are the moments that I really cherish in my travels, and always seek out. So in my presentation, I tell people basically how I have those moments and how people can have those moments too, which always makes the travel experience more personal and more intimate, which is what we all want.
Yeah, that's awesome. The travel show is in Philly this coming weekend, the 21st and the 22nd, Saturday and Sunday, respectively, at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. One of the media sponsors, of course, is the Travel Channel. The other is the contributing sponsor, India Tourism. India is on my bucket list, Samantha. You've been, right?
I have not, so we'll have to go together.
We are planning our great escape as we speak. Oh my God, you have not been there. We need to go.
No, and just recently the big festival, you know, the color festival where they just throw colors at each other and everyone comes out with all these powdered color and just beautiful. So it's a massive country. So where to start, I have no idea. But no, it is definitely, you know, I've seen so many countries, but there's so many more I haven't and need to. So that's the great thing about travel. The world doesn't get smaller; it just gets bigger.
Well, I'm glad you're not done, and I'm glad I found a destination you haven't visited yet. And listen, I make a great nanny. My son is 23, and I've raised him, and he's fabulous. So I can help you with your children, too, Samantha.
I love that. I love that. You know, a lot of, exactly, multitasking and many skills.
I'll help you along the way. And what's cool now that you are a mom, you can kind of provide advice for traveling with children. I always tell people, my son was 10 months. That's when we started our travel. One time we were in California and I left the house and I forgot the formula on the baby food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he had his first chicken quesadilla and it didn't kill him. So what sound advice, Samantha, do you give people for traveling with kids?
Mine are so young. And so, you know, it mainly one of my tips that I give, and it really works, is rehearse the security line. Because parents, the airport and the airplane just strikes fear in people, bringing kids, especially small kids. And for us, we needed to rehearse the security line because we have twins and we only have four hands and all the bags. So it was literally, okay, a game plan of you take this bag, I take this bag. Like our table became like the TSA table where we push things through. Okay, you put the bags here. And so we had a plan in our head. So when we got to the line, we weren't panicking. It wasn't, okay, what do we do? Who's going to hold the babies? We already knew ahead of time. And so we rehearsed it. And as the kids get older, this becomes easier and more fun. And, you know, like they could go through a doorway and now that's the metal detector. So they have an idea of what that airport experience is going to be like. And for most kids, it's fun. It's only we adults who think of the airport as just stress-ridden,
right.
Awful places to be. And the kids pick that up. They pick that up from us. And what we need to do is show, hey, this is an adventure. And, you know, we're going to get through that line no matter what. We're going to get on the airplane no matter what. And it's going to be okay. So it's just, I think, to just plan ahead, make sure you have a game plan of how you're going to get through that security line, depending how, you know, young and old your children are. And then realize that from, 99.9% of the children, the airport is an awesome place to be. And so just kind of maybe have a child's perspective of the airport once again.
Yeah, it's like if you stay calm, the kids do feed off of that for sure.
Oh, absolutely. See, they know from you that something's wrong. They don't see it at all.
I can tell you, Samantha, I'm very calm. I'm auditioning to be your nanny. You hear me doing this, right, on the air? Because I want to go to India with you. Samantha Brown, I cannot wait to meet you in person. Samantha will be, along with some other fabulous people, too. We just learned Todd Carmichael, Phil Keegan, of course, who we know and love from The Amazing Race. There's going to be a lot of great folks with wonderful travel experience, and they'll all be converging on the Pennsylvania Convention Center this weekend, 21st and 22nd, Saturday and Sunday, down at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. If you want to get info, you can link right out to the PA Travel Show from our website, ilikebenfm.com. Say hello to my friend Samantha Brown. We can find you doing a couple of things down there. And what can we follow you on Twitter and stuff too?
Sure. I'm at Samantha Brown.
There we go. Easy enough. So we'll follow, at the very least, your adventures in Philadelphia and hopefully your adventures everywhere, Samantha.
Yes. And I am bringing my kids to Philadelphia. I'm so excited. Love that city. They're coming along.
A boy and girl, twins?
Yep. They're coming along.
That's a nanny.
So you can check out our nanny and say, okay, I'm either better or...
I'm so much better than her, you have to believe me. Listen, you know, anybody who feeds their son chicken quesadilla at 10 months old,
that's
you know...
You got to go with it. You got to go with the flow.
He loves Mexican food now. Samantha, really nice to meet you. Thank you so much.
Oh, nice meeting you too, and great talking to you. I look forward to meeting you either Saturday or Sunday.
Yep, Philly, she's here all weekend. She's all our Samantha Brown from the Travel Channel. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.